Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
In today's fast-paced digital landscape, having an effective online marketing strategy is crucial. However, many clinics have common mistakes that hinder their growth and success. To help you navigate digital marketing successfully, we'll compile a list of the top six online marketing mistakes you need to avoid. Welcome to another episode of Online Marketing for Doctors TV and podcast show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. I'm Huyen Truong, a strategic marketing consultant for medical clinics, and my team and I have been in the game for over a decade, helping hundreds of clinics thrive with our proven patient generation system. Each marketing channel or campaign can have its own mistakes, but I just want to highlight the high level ones so you can avoid them. So let's start with the mistake number one. So the mistake number one is not have a clear growth marketing strategy in place. Picture this, you know, you're setting out on a cross-country road trip with no map or GPS. That's what it's like when a clinic lacks a well-defined medical digital marketing strategy. According to a Smart Insights, a staggering 49% of organizations don't have a defined marketing strategy. This means that they are essentially driving in the dark. So to avoid this mistake, create a clear and documented marketing strategy that outlines your goals, target audience, and the key activities. Having a roadmap will help you stay focused and measure your progress and make necessary adjustments along the way. So if you want to get started quickly, check out our recent podcast episode number 113, or the video titled Why You Need a Sales Funnel for Your Clinic to Grow Exponentially. In this episode, I outline five key components of a sales funnel or basic marketing plan that every clinic needs. I leave the link in the show notes so you can check it out. The mistake number two is actually send traffic to a bad website. One of the most common mistakes I've seen is clinics having outdated website. They spend a lot of money on marketing to drive traffic to these sites and then wonder why they aren't getting many bookings. And when it comes to promoting a medical or healthcare clinic online, your website serves as a foundation for all digital marketing activities and acts as on your primary online storefront. However, many practices overlooked the importance of having a functional website capable of consistently generating new patients. So in episode number 112, I discussed a topic and included a short quiz called How Good Is Your Website? And you can access to this episode in the show note below or get on our website, onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. So in this episode, I uncover the real seven reasons why you're not receiving enough high quality patient leads from the website. We identified any leaks in your website that may be costing you new patients and explore strategies for increasing your medical website's conversion rate to generate more leads without spending another dime. First of all, I'd like to ask you, what is your biggest frustration with your website right now? So do you not have enough leads, or you have low quality or unqualified leads, or you have problem turning leads into patients, or your competition is killing you right now, or only answers above? If you selected all of the answers above, it indicates that your website is experiencing both traffic and conversion issues, which is quite common based on our observation and thousands of web medical websites over the years that we've been working on. So if your website traffic is below 500 visits per month, it suggests that you have a traffic problem. And when your website lacks sufficient visitor, the likelihood of attracting an adequate number of prospective patients decreases. Coupled with the low conversion rate of your website, this explains why you're experiencing a low and inconsistent flow of new patients. Now, secondly, does the quality of your website reflect the quality of your work? And if your answer is yes, my website looks incredible, or no, my website looks like it's from 1999. In podcast number 111, we talk about why are my prospective patients not booking? And one of the reasons is that your procedure's perceived value is not greater than price, meaning the website is not building up the perceived value of your services. So when users see your website looking dated and aesthetically unpleasing, it would align with how prospective patients perceive your clinic. Showcase a tour of your gorgeous office and surgical suite, or your rapid recovery process, and how your superior aftercare support on your website via video presentation, that would be more impressive. So this should be done even before prospects begin inquiring about the first consultation. The value needs to be established through all the touch points, from the premium appearance of the website to the use of authentic and high quality videos and images across both the website and social media platforms. Since we are offering high value procedures, consider the experience when walking into a luxury store like Hermes and Louis Vuitton or Burberry. What's your initial impression? Is the ambience of space and luxuries? And what do you expect to pay? You would expect to pay more, right? Similarly, your website must exude a premium look to enhance the perceived value of your clinic and your procedures. Now, the mistake number three is not starting your marketing early enough. I talked to many clinics over the years, and one of the things I noticed that they often only start thinking about marketing when their growth stagnates or they see their competitors engaging in aggressive marketing. This realization usually prompts them to take some actions. Now, if you look at the major players in your sector, they've likely been investing in marketing for years, if not decades. They understand the importance of marketing even before they open their doors. Okay, so for example, we have a client who have been in a neurology practice for over 2 years now. And when they first came to us, while planning to open their private practice, they sought business coaching and were advised to start a digital marketing strategy. They looked for a good medical marketing agency to help with their plan, although they traditionally relied on referral marketing for new patients. They decided to branch out into digital marketing as one of their initial strategies. Since then, they have continued to grow and outperform their competitors. Today, they are a very busy practice with a fully booked schedule, regularly adding more doctors into their team. Mistake number four is not tracking your performance. Now, one of the common questions I ask new clients if they know their current cost to acquire a patient lead or a patient booking. Often they don't know how to track this. As part of our conversion tracking process, we help clients track the dollar value of a patient and the return on investment for their digital marketing efforts. Now, neglecting to track your marketing performance is a costly mistake. Without data and key performance indicators or KPIs, you're essentially marketing in the dark. Define and measure KPIs like new leads, sales revenue, and cost per lead, cost per new patient, and patient lifetime value to gain insights into your campaign's effectiveness. It's all about calculating the revenue generated from your digital marketing efforts compared to the cost incurred. ROI provides a clear picture of your campaign's profitability. Some of you while listening to this may ask, how can I measure the return on investment or ROI? Well, you need to track where all the bookings and sales come from what channels, and what is the cost of acquisition to get a new patient or client for each channel. The best solution is to have a CRM, which is a customer relationship management software, which is a crucial tool to run a business. All of the patient or client database for marketing campaign will be stored in the CRM, which can be used to send out regular communications such as newsletter, SMS, happy birthday wishes to your patients. A CRM for medical clinics can centralize all the conversation from other platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Google My Business listing in one place. So you don't have to log in different platforms. You can also send a review request to your database to generate more positive reviews for your clinic. With a CRM, you can track where the inquiries and booking are coming from and what channels. Is it via Google Ads or medical SEO or social media campaign or an ebook that you publish as a lead magnet on your website? Now, you can have a full picture of your sales pipeline. What channel has been the one that generates the most revenue for your clinic? And then it would be easier for you to make marketing decisions. There are so many CRM options. We would recommend HubSpot if you have financial resources. This software comes as cost, but will help you scale later. Another CRM that we recommend for most of the clinics because of its robust nature and affordability, which is Go High Level. You can learn more about this CRM in the link below. We have helped a lot of our clients set up and track the results more efficiently. It only costs $99 per month, but it will be totally worth it. You need to double down on what's working. Regularly look at numbers to identify what is working and resonating with your audience right now. For example, a particular social media platform, particular content, calls to action, or copy that's working better than the rest. Double down on your efforts and all budgets to get all you can from it, okay? So do that until it doesn't work anymore, then try something else. The point is that it takes a multiple channel approach to improve your brand, attract the patients you most enjoy working with, and grow strategically for the long run. If you could use some clarity and would like some help mapping out a strategic marketing plan for the year, let's talk. While there's more to marketing than just a digital plan, your digital strategy, including your website, lead generator, and email campaign, will serve as a foundation for all of your other collaterals. Mistake number five is wanting results too quickly. Instant gratification is not the name of the game in digital marketing. It takes time for the campaign to gain traction. Whether it's SEO, Google Ads, or social ads, patience and consistency are key. Remember, it can take 3 to 6 months for a new blog to rank on search engines, so a well-executed SEO campaign may take a year to generate significant traffic. So when I review prospective clients' website, and I often find their domain authority is below 5, while their competitors are like 30 or 40 out of 100. So they usually ask if they can be as busy as their competitors in 6 months. For me, it's like you're asking a golfer who just got started to see if he or she can be a pro in a year time. I have to be honest and tell them no, because they lack the necessary infrastructure such as a good website with engaging content, active social media channels, and an effective sales process. Their competitors likely started their SEO and digital marketing a decade ago, and so catching up in 6 months is not realistic, and we need to trust the process laid out by the agency and focus on the consistent improvement. As long as you see progress month after month and the gap with your competitors narrowing, you are on the right track, okay? So mistake number six is to hire a mediocre medical marketing agency. Choosing a wrong medical marketing agency can set you back months or even years, causing financial and opportunity losses. You need to choose a partner who genuinely cares about your success and treats your success like their own. Some of our clients went through at least 6 different agencies before finding us. So the main issues they faced were lack of results, poor communication, and unclear plans and deliverables from the agencies. Last week, I went to visit one of our clients who has been with us for over 10 years, yes, in Sydney. And I remember the first time we met, it was in a small rented apartment in Parramatta where he shared with another person. The apartment was simply furnished with some basic items, and it lit with slightly dim lighting, and we sat on a small wooden chairs, lacking cushions, discussing his marketing proposal. Back then, he was starting his business and he had faced some setbacks with SEO agency. One even got his website penalized by Google, and the website got minimal traffic and completely vanished on search result. And he was so desperate to find someone who can help him out of this situation. And then he later found us on Google, and the rest, as I said, is history. Walking into his current spacious four-bedroom house with a grand gate and flourishing garden, I was happy to see him in a different place. His two kids were running around playing with the blooming garden while his wife was away overseeing their other three houses in Sydney. I realized that he has made some good decisions in his life, and I couldn't be happier for him. And one of those decisions was choosing Online Marketing for Doctors as his marketing partner. A commitment that he has upheld for more than a decade. Now, I would hate to see you make the wrong decision. Choosing a partner in business is like choosing a life partner. A poor choice can bring financial and mental distress. I wonder what would it cost you if you're not choosing OMD. Let me ask you, how much is a confusing message on your website or ads costing you every day? How many potential patients or clients are bouncing off your website right now? How many people are ignoring your brand? How many potential clients or patients are you losing to your competition right now? What is the cost of choosing a wrong partner in helping you with your marketing? Think about the potential losses like wasted time, missed opportunities, lost business, frustration of working with a team who just don't get it, or not reaching your full potential and losing to your competition, just to name but a few. First, it's the same loss if you don't choose the right client too. I leave the decision up to you, but keep in mind that we are here to help you become another success story that my team and I happily share for years to come. Avoid these 6 common online marketing mistakes and you'll be well on your way to a more successful and efficient digital marketing strategy. Working with a reputable medical marketing agency can streamline this process and amplify your online presence effectively. Now, that was the end of another episode of Online Marketing for Doctors CVN podcast show. If you want to learn more about Online Marketing for Doctors offer and how our team can help you generate more new patients and referring doctors via creating a high converting website for medical and healthcare practices, please reach out to us and book a 15-minute discovery call with us. As I mentioned above, we conduct a comprehensive audit and a 360-degree overview of your website and your marketing strategy section for you. And I leave the link to it in the show note below so you can check it out. So now, are you ready for our discovery call? If so, please click on the link below to get started. I see you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.